Podcast episode 7.
Yep, and we are live, everybody. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode 7 of the Yakku Podcast. Today, we are invited by our guest again, CRJ1, Boom Deck Corgi, hey. And we have Rice, aka Rice Yoshi. Yep, we have everyone here. Unfortunately, Fleetle Dito.
This is not a properly cooked pizza.
Yeah. No, we've been trying to get.
Please stop stealing my images.
No, guys. So apparently, guys, Fleetle Dito unfortunately wasn't able to show up tonight since I don't know what he just decided to just leave. I'm not leave, but just decided just not to be on Discord tonight, which is kind of strange because he actually wanted to do a podcast this Friday. Actually messaged him saying we want to do it, but he hasn't been on, so I have no word on that.
Wow,
but,
I don't give a shit.
But today, people are sending images, and yeah, so let's just get right into this podcast, I guess. So, I'm going to say that. Oh, jeez. Oh, no, I clicked on the wrong thing. I'm trying to fix everything up, but no, I don't. People are sending so much, so I'm going to turn down my volume just a little bit. So, yeah, anyway, guys, in the first bit of the news today.
Carson chokes on ice.
Oh, okay. So, guys, basically the first part of the news that we have today, is still, Animaniacs is still going on tour, so if anyone's interested, just go see it. Unfortunately, Fleetle is not here, so I can't get any information from him. But long story short, that they're still doing, I think, touring to this day. Sometimes still doing touring. Not gonna get too much detail on it right now, since sadly, someone sent me a message. Someone named TricksterHand64, aka Super Plushy Bros, messaged me, and we'll talk about Super Plushy Bros later in the news. But for now, we're gonna be talking about how everyone's just sending images of photos. Oh my gosh. Like, people are still. This is. Oh, jeez. If that's real. Okay. Anyway, in other breaking. I don't know. They're just sending photos right now, so it's hard for me to speak. Oh my god. Oh, I get it. So, also in the news that, Super Plushy Bros arrived. He said hello. Well, hello. Welcome to the podcast.
Super Plushy Bros. He reached 1K subs.
No, we were supposed to talk about that later. Anyway, we'll talk about that later, actually. No, also in the news with Animaniacs is that. Yeah, I can't wait for the reboot to come out. Reboots. Yep, and Disney is taking control of Hulu now, apparently. So that's something. And there are many articles that are still being posted out. And also, Jimmy Kimmel recently made a parody of the Animaniacs President song, basically showing you how you can remember all the 220 electoral votes. How can I get into the podcast? I would have to send you the link, but we're kind of in a little bit of a show. Should we let him in, actually, or should we just keep going with the podcast and do it next time?
Don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. Interestingly, yeah, Jimmy Kimmel came up with a parody for us to remember the 2020 electoral for the Democrat bias. So that's nice. Geez, so many sending rules.
What kind of ad is this?
What ad? Oh, geez.
The one CRJ1 posted.
Anyway, this podcast is
kind of fun. Ultimate ad.
So anyway, yeah, guys, back to what I was saying is that there's actually still not pretty much in the news of Animaniacs, but we'll get on to YTP. Now, one thing that happened in YTP recently was, what's his name again? Super Plushy Bros. Yes, I need the link, please. Okay, let me just finish up. So, anyway, yeah, back into the news is that... Oh, sorry, it might be low. But, yeah, Super Plushy Bros hit 1K subs recently, so... Any of your thoughts on that? Nope. Anyway, yeah, so he recently hit 1K. He's been on YouTube. He's a recent YouTube pooper, so that's pretty good for him. Congrats to him for reaching 1K. And, also, CRJ1 is making a collab, as always. I don't know. And Rice
that was posted months ago.
Yeah. People are still sending photos. And also, another YouTube pooper who I forgot to mention last time. Originally...
See, what did them go?
Yeah, he originally goes by the name Stingy's Meme Palace. He recently hit 1K too. Oh, guys, here he is, Fleetle Deedle. Good. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Fleetle Deedle is here. Okay, now we can get this
Oh, hey, Fleetle.
Yeah.
What's wrong with me? Hello.
Yeah? It's okay. So, Fleetle, you got any news for us in Animaniacs news out of curiosity? Because I was wondering if you had any. Okay, wait, guys. Since Fleetle's here, we should start putting the podcast together, really. So, let's get into the podcast.
Let's begin.
Wait, what? Oh, she released a collab, or he, I don't know, he or she. Yeah, wait, can you speak up a little bit, Fleetle? I can't hear you that good. There we go.
Your microphone.
Yeah, get a little closer to your microphone, just in case.
Is this better?
Yeah, that's way better right there. So... Yeah. So yeah, anyway, since Fleetle's here, we can actually get ready with the news. So one thing is that we can get and also so wait, also Fleetle, is it okay if we get a guest on here, aka what's his name again? Trickster Hand? Someone named Trickster Hand?
Trickster, sure.
Okay. I just sent
unsettling juice.
Okay, yeah. So also, yeah. So wait, what? So yeah, little Kate is back, and also, little Kate is mad. I think I brought this up last time, but little Kate is still she's still mad at UCRJ1 for the no thanks to you and stuff like that.
Oh my god! Get over it.
Yeah, I know. It's just.
Oh
my gosh.
Oh my god.
Don't try to bother me when I'm in this server.
Don't try to bother me when I'm in the server. Oh my gosh. It's just people. Trickster Hand needs the permission. So I'm going to give Trickster Hand the permission to join in this because it's blocked for him. So, yeah. Also in the news is that. Yeah, quite a few people have hit a thousand subscribers recently with Super Plushy Bro.
I have 137.
You got 137.
I have 110.
Well, congrats to both of you. You guys are doing pretty good in YTP. What I find interesting is that congrats to
Plushy Bro.
I'm nowhere near good.
Yes. So.
What the hell?
Yo, yo, yo's.
Yo, yo, yo's.
Trickster.
This exchange is just.
I think I've heard her trickster hand before.
Yeah. And also, with the thing that's still going on is that, yeah, I just think the whole thing, like I said, with the. Oh, geez. Yeah, basically, everything. I think that just everyone has to get over.
Wow.
Oh, macaroni and cheese. Macarena and cheese.
Yeah, so also guys, is that yeah. Also another thing that I gotta think about is guys, what I was gonna say was like another thing that I wanna address is the whole Willow's Way drama still happening. I've tried addressing this several times, but people are still mad at this guy named Willow's Way 952. What?
Oh my god, yes. What?
I just
see
my
cookies and
my server is in. It's the fried chicken.
It's super plushy, bro.
Yeah, super plushy, bro.
Hey, super plushy bros, how are you doing tonight?
Doing pretty good.
Good. I heard we were talking about this earlier, but I heard you hit 1K subs earlier today.
Yeah, it's so cool.
Yeah, how do you? Congrats to you.
Jarmix words
today. Oh my god.
Well, congrats.
How many people
say
Jarmix?
Yeah.
So, because I'm Jarmix today, I'm going to be reacting to YTP.
Wait, guys, let's.
I still have this Eric.
Guys, let people speak. We can't hear what they're saying. It's too loud. So Trickster hit 1K, so that's congrats to him. And recently in the news is that some people are making fake tennises. Recently, someone made a fake tennis towards someone and they replied, access denied.
Translate what I typed in there.
No, wait, Corgi, remember when someone made that tennis thing earlier today?
Oh, yeah, that was horrible.
Yeah, horrible. Yeah. Yeah, like literally, someone made a fake tennis is making fake tennises towards people, and it's getting kind of tiring for people. Like. That's
not a good morning person.
Yes.
Guys,
we gotta be. This is a podcast still. We need to get things together so we can chat.
Trickster just muted himself.
Guys. We
sorry.
Guys, we need to keep this podcast together.
It's hard to explain. I just don't want to get in trouble.
I can't hear anyone. Guys, please.
So basically, I've been looking at an analysis of people in this lab, and I'm not like I'm
going to
join any of them.
Epic person named Little Ditto Jesu.
Basically, then I see, Noise makes curse, or whatever the frick his name was.
Also, you're still hosting that hot food collab. Yeah, also, another thing is...
My point is that when I watch his announcement for the mission, it's not like all these people who didn't even ask to join on there.
Yeah.
And that's
basically just... Sorry, but I gotta go now.
Okay.
Oh, fine. I need to get some sleep. It's late now.
It's 8:59.
Mine is
7:59. Oh, that's fine. You can do what you need to do.
Mine's
7:59.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, I think he's gone. Yep. I can't tell.
Did you know Super Plushy Bros is hosting another Charmix collab?
Yeah, the Super Poopy Bros.
The Poopy Bros YTP collab too.
Yeah, that's another thing is that he's hosting it.
He also, the last one, which became a little successful. Fog Man actually makes it. Moist.
I can't hear anything, guys.
Hey, hey, shut up.
My phone is at your space.
Oh.
Wait, what?
Basically, no, can you hear me? Can anybody
hear me? Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, can you hear me clearly?
Yeah, but you're still kind of, you're kind of low in volume. Can you get closer to your mic?
Is this good?
Yeah, that's good.
Okay. So basically, has anybody heard of, remember, yours always make or whatever
his name is. Wait, what is, what, who? I can't hear because there are people speaking.
Oh my god!
Guys.
This is a podcast, not Smash Bros.
Guys. Guys, this is a podcast, remember? We are trying to keep everything.
Yes, I'm not saying nothing right now.
Okay.
This isn't freaking Let's Make Everybody Deaf.
Okay, so what were you saying again?
Basically, I remember, like, Yours Always Makes Toast or whatever the frick his name was.
I don't think I've heard of that guy. I don't think I remember him. What about him?
The guy who's hosting the Mr.
Reedy collab. Hosting the what collab?
The Mr. Reedy collab.
Oh, yeah, that guy. Yeah, that guy, yeah, the whole
basically,
guy.
Basically, he put all these people on the list that they even asked to join. And then there were people just complaining in the comments, including myself.
Yeah, I remember that.
What?
The what? By two easy ways.
Wait, the what?
Mr. Meaty.
Here's how you kill a YTP collab.
Oh, God, that your ass make angry cult. That broken English guy who's like Diamond Counter, but worse.
I think he...
Diamond Counter 2.0.
Yeah. I think that guy was just like, in my opinion, just trolling because that's what people can sort of do, but at the same time, I don't know for sure.
Oh, I have no freaking idea.
Also, yeah. Ian O'Keefe is back to making videos.
Yeah, he said that last time too.
Yeah.
Put a bunch of people being popular YTP.
And yeah, him. He's uploading re-uploading some stuff. False Dick actually meme voice it sometimes too.
Yeah. And also, what was I gonna say? Oh yeah. What I was gonna say was that yeah, so basically, another thing is that, another funny thing is this, is that, what's his name again? That another person, I think, did something like that. It's funny, though.
Yeah.
Did
anybody hear that Diamond Counter hosted the epic Sonic movie trailer collab?
Yeah, I saw it.
It was released a week before the deadline. Like, what the hell?
He told me.
It's time differences, okay? Not everybody lives in the U.S., and not everybody has the same time zones. So, shut your mouth.
Yeah. Also, recently, in some sadder news, is that sadly, we're moving away from YTP, but something else is that, sadly, PewDiePie was beaten by T-Series recently. But,
And T-Series hit 100 million subscribers!
Yeah, 100 million subscribers. He hit it about a few days ago. So, it's pretty sad. But in other news is that PewDiePie is really close to hitting 100 million. So, let's hope that he gets the same treatment like T-Series gets. Because if it's not that, then you clearly see that T-Series cares for other people than him.
Let's Hashtag delete tier series. Let's get that trending on Twitter, people. Hashtag delete tier series.
Oh, God.
So that way you can PewDiePie back.
Okay, this is epic.
We are starting another
war. Okay, this is epic.
Yeah.
The battle has an end.
Yeah. Also,
Tweet at YouTube. Hashtag terminate tier series.
You want to get it? Okay.
Guess my next post.
Well, I don't know if we could do something like that, but could be something.
If we can get a big enough community.
Guess my next post.
To get on YouTube to terminate T-Series and just push them to terminate them, they might actually terminate them.
You just got known.
Yeah, also, guys, is that, Michael/Mao had a birthday recently. He turned, I think, 16. So, yeah, happy birthday to him. Happy late birthday.
He turned 8,000 today.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, and in other news is that finally,
Freaking moron, you just got known.
Is the other thing is that finally, I think, someone returned. Yeah. Quite a few people. Also, another thing is that,
Look at this.
Is that this guy, you know what's funny?
Hold on one second.
Okay. Also, wait, do you know, Fleetle Deedle, I gotta tell you something funny. Is that I was playing this thing, I was playing the hot food, you know how you put in the YTP collab announcement that da-da-da-da-da-da-da, you know that? The music?
Yeah.
Okay.
I played that music, and this guy was not happy that it was playing. And I was just laughing. He was like,
I feel like this guy. Who was the guy?
He was one of my friends. He was over a few.
Tell him take this.
Well, guess what, everyone? Almost everyone. School is finished.
Wait, what?
School is finished.
Oh, yeah. School's out for you?
I still have.
I still have to be a few weeks left. After this week, I'll have two more weeks left.
They're not funny. They're not cute. It's freaking old now.
Okay, this is epic.
Also, Fleetle Deedle. Yeah, so here's, so if you're wondering what the music is, this is the epic music right here.
I already know what the music is.
I just want to play because I like that. I know, I'm just playing it because it's nice. It's nice.
Oh, and fun fact. I just searched Michael Rosen YTPMV on my download. And it popped up, so then I just downloaded it.
Ooh, nice. I think,
Haha, Joel.com said, title,
James Charles.
You just got haha.
I also, in unrelated YTP news, KSI is planning on making a really another video on Deji's exposed video. So,
oh, yay.
Can't wait to see that.
Oh my god, haha, this is so fucking epic.
There are so many people speaking at once, I can't even hear.
Ran over your wife and
canceled
my car.
No way.
Here's something so epic.
Oh, yeah. Peter. Wait, what's epic? Oh, that's nice. Yeah, also, guys, what's also going to be coming out is, I think, I finally am probably going to, also, guys, finally, in for 2 days, I'll finally put together the Windows collab. Because it's gonna come out by June 3rd, obviously. And
oh my god, this is what happened.
No way.
It's actually last year.
Ran out of ideas for me.
I don't know where this podcast is going.
actually dead.
No. Also, also in the also something interesting happened. You know who Mr. Pooper is? Well, he's back.
Oh yes.
Yay, epic Mr. Pooper.
Yeah, Mr. Pooper finally returned after being on a long hiatus of 4 months. However, if you look up Mr. Pooper, it was hard for me to find him. Yeah. He made a 20 minute long YTP called YTP Michael Rosen Drinks Babies, and I can't even say the last part because it's too explicit. But long story short is that this YTP is pretty nice. So that's good, at least. So Mr.
Okay. Ironically, are you actually saying that?
Wait, what?
Are you saying that ironically, or are you saying that truly?
I'm just joking. I pretty much at this point, everyone should know that he's a troll. He doesn't do this for reals. At this point, I know it. I know it for sure because I've seen the signs. Like, the grammar, I've seen many trolls do that. And so, yeah, I'm pretty sure that he's just a troll.
Is this another joke channel like Edward Haas?
Yeah, and I actually talked to Edward Haas saying if he does know who he is, but he has no idea who he is. So it's an unknown person, but I'm 90% sure that that's a troll, mainly because he doesn't upload like he uploads long videos.
Be like Diamond Counter, and he has no idea what English grammar is, proper English grammar.
Yeah, one thing that I can think if it's not a troll, then it's some kid who's just literally trying. I don't know, but in my opinion. I don't know what to
think. If he's being serious, he needs to use morphisms, like, other than reversing his drills, like, let's just, like, scrambling, drill, water.
Yeah, like, he makes these 20-minute-long videos that are nothing more than just the putting together, like, one word and maybe copying and pasting it for, like, 10 minutes and then doing it again. So, yeah, also, in the epic...
I mean, 20 minutes, at least make it watchable. Like, people could actually stay entertained for that whole period of time.
Yeah, because if it's not that, then most people probably are not going to watch it, the whole thing. They'll probably get out before even you get to the halfway mark, like people say. Like
10-minute videos, YTP, that are actually watchable. Like,
yeah.
In the cool case of the canned bread by Sin Tragedy.
Yeah. And
it was like over 12 minutes long. It was actually watchable because it had good enough editing and just everything that made it watchable.
Yeah.
Like, I was actually able to finish it in one sitting.
Yeah. And another thing is that like if you're gonna make a long YTP, yeah, like Fleto says, you have to make it to where it's watchable, like where you'll be willing to sit down for 10 minutes and watch it. Because if you don't make it entertaining, and you leave half of.
Ever heard of these mega YTPs about Gabby, which are mostly just stutter loops and reversing and whatnot. There was like a 2-hour YTP, and I just got bored like a minute through.
Yeah, like if you're gonna make a YTP, make it entertaining. Like add something to it. Make it like where most of it is not unedited. Like, yeah.
Yeah, like, people have done that. It's, like, mostly unedited voices, like, stuff and whatnot. And if you can't really go up to the standards of, like, people who like, actually make these long videos, like, our group or someone like that, and make it watchable, make them short.
Yeah, like, it doesn't have, like, length. Am I, like, length, I mean, you can make it long, but
length,
if you...
Right, what's the game?
I am back, boys.
Most Pro Studios?
Length is not determined the quality of your poop.
Oh my god.
Like, the point of making the... Like, the video... It could be, like, there are videos that are shorter, too, that are, that, like,
they're,
no, like,
yeah,
yeah, like, I see some short videos that are good, and I see long videos that are short. It all depends on how much work you put into it, like, it all depends, like, if that's, I mean, you can make it however long you want it, to make it how you want, but make it to where it is a watchable YouTube hoop and not just like half of it is not even edited.
Have you seen my Iron Man YTP?
Seen your what?
It's Iron Man YTP.
Iron Man? I don't think I've seen your Iron Man. I don't think I've seen it.
What have I heard of that YouTuber? He basically just makes continuity.
Well, that's just fine. This will make you happy.
Continuity community like Steve Nows and whatnot.
Gorgy.
Yes.
Get it? Gorgy.
Oh, I seen that.
Okay.
No.
Okay. And let's stop. Okay. Enough with the dad jokes. Basically.
Letter for you.
If you're gonna make like a very big long project, at least make it watchable. Put effort into it. Don't just make it 20
seconds.
That goes on for 6 minutes.
I mean, there are videos that, I don't know, but I've seen some videos that where mostly it's not even edited, and they maybe put one or two small things in it, but other than that, it's just a regular video, and like they say, if they wanted to watch the regular video, they could just watch it on YouTube instead of watching the YouTube poop. I mean, like, you have to put work into your YouTube poop to make it a YouTube poop. That's what YouTube poop is. Yeah. Is to make something of what you make.
YouTube poop.
Yeah, I can like.
Where the smoke? Dick can break. Sorry, I'm like.
Yeah, no one's gonna watch like a poop that's mostly unedited. Put some work, like, you have to sit down, think of ideas, and then make it into that.
I even try to keep my YTP short.
I just think like.
Like my longest YTP is like 1:34. That was like Epic Trippy 2. Which was actually a big project.
Yeah, I saw it. It was pretty.
Big project, but it's just like my biggest project.
I saw it. It was pretty decent. And yeah, and I can see you also work. You're working on the tennis. I don't know who with who, but.
Lapsa75E.
Oh yeah, I've heard of that guy. He's like a YouTuber who's just starting out.
Yeah.
And also,
I've been like a YouTuber that's been going on for like a year or so.
The longest tennis that's gone is 240 rounds, but the longest length tennis is 6 hours long.
Holy Jesus.
And one thing that I just think about is that if you like for YouTube poops, like you gotta, if you're gonna make a YouTube poop, make it to like where it's like I said, where it's not where most of it is not edited. Make it to where it is where we can watch it and that where it's you that made it, because that's the point where you get to make the video.
I'll be back in a few. I need to
guys, I'm having a terrible crisis.
Okay.
I'll be back in a few.
Okay.
Me constant found my Discord.
Beetle Deedle's gonna be coming back in about a minute. So yeah, in other short terms of news is that so what's interesting is that, so we have a few, so in my opinion, like I said, I came across actually a YouTube I came across a YouTube poop where someone was trying to make a fake tennis, and it was made in Windows Movie Maker, and it was probably one of the not-so-good YTPs. Like, there was bare, like, it was just not good. It just did not have anything to it. Didn't have any funny scenes in it. It was just a bunch of nothing to me. Well, by nothing, I mean just, how do I? Oh, and Michael's here in the chat. Hello, Michael. Hope you're having a wonderful night tonight.
Of course he was.
Of Michael course. Can't join, I don't think, since he said he had to go somewhere. But yeah, in other decencies is that people are sending gnome things. But yeah, I'm gonna check out this quick video real quick.
I've returned brothers.
You're returning?
I hear Hotel Mario.
Yeah, I'm watching the tennis real quick. Oh, geez. That's cool.
Well, isn't that from Fleetle Diddles and,
Yeah. Wait, did you do the trippiness, Fleetle?
What's so...
I did that all by myself.
That's pretty good. What's pretty so decent for mobile. It's better than quite a bit of mobile trippiness.
It's already exploding in a
nutshell. It's actually pretty. It's pretty good for a.
I'm just kidding. It was.
It wasn't edited, dude. It was hilarious and original. I probably watched the full tennis in a bit. Pretty decent for mobile, like I said. You're improving quite a lot.
I mean, it's better than Las Vegas.
Like, I think once you get Vegas.
If you actually try Vegas, it's actually better.
Well, always. For Vegas, I think what
it just has a learning curve. That's all. So once you like actually get into it, you can actually make stuff with it.
Yeah, I think once you get Vegas, I think you'll improve quite a bit on it.
Hey, I have been planning on doing Retro once I get a computer, as well as After Effects, so that way I can make some epic, trippy, YTP games, like the all of these.
Yeah, I think once you get Vegas and you get I got a message. Oh.
Like a proper.
That's nice.
All right, guys, I'm gonna go.
You're gonna go.
Eat dinner.
Okay, we'll see ya. We'll see you in a little bit. Oh, well, he's gone to eat dinner. It's just the three of us, I guess, for the rest of the podcast. So,
well, I'm probably going to go, too.
You're going to go in a little bit?
Yeah, probably like now because I'm hungry and also it's time for it to get off.
Okay, well, wait, will you be on tomorrow?
Yes.
Okay, sir. Well.
Wait a minute, were you having a podcast?
At some point, yes.
Yeah.
Tomorrow?
Do you want to do a podcast tomorrow?
Well, here's a funny idea.
What?
A new podcast called The Meme Cast. Basically, where we react to like all these different memes.
Well, that could be a possibility. I mean, you would host that, obviously, because right now we're hosting the Yakko podcast. But that would be cool.
You're the host of this one. I mean, you can still broadcast the podcast since I have nothing to broadcast it with.
Yeah.
I could send you the playlist. We could watch the videos.
Yeah, we can start that. What do you want to start it tomorrow?
Sure.
Okay, well then, new schedule, guys. Every Friday and Saturday, there are two podcasts. One is a meme cast by Fleedledeedle, the one and only, aka the one who did Epic Trippy 2. And
aka the one who has the Epic Noodle collab.
Yeah, and the hot food collab, da 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 da.
I am the Bonzi Buddy King.
Yeah. Also, I heard that you were going to release your Bonzi Buddy Army or your Bonzi Buddy Army or what? Bonzi Army? Yeah. Wait, and also, yeah, what about, you're part of, like, several armies, like Yaku Army, I think, and the Bonzi Army, which...
The Bonzi Buddy Army and the Yaku Army.
Yeah.
I am... the Bonzi Buddy Army, and I am a member of the Yakko Army.
Yeah.
Why is this community to freedom?
Yeah. Then, in my opinion,
anybody who does not follow my laws shall be punished.
Oh, jeez. Yeah.
I'm talking like a freaking...
No, remember, like, Jack Howe. Remember Jack Howe? Remember Jack Howe? Everyone, don't... Jack Howe,
as well as Eric Keeson.
Yeah. Also, another thing is that, so you're having a tennis right now of some people. You're hosting, how many collabs are you hosting at this point? Like three? No. You're hosting
wait,
two.
Possibly over four?
You're hosting at the moment on your channel about three collabs, I think. Yeah. No. You're hosting three collabs. Yeah, you're hosting,
please.
Yeah.
Basically, the Reactors collab is going to be closing this June 28th, so which gives you four weeks to make your entry. So if you haven't made your entry already, start on your entry.
Yeah, and another thing that going on is that also quick reminders that for me at least is that I'm hosting the Windows collab that's going to close in 2 days. So. Yeah, in a few days, I'll hopefully get my Windows collab up and running. Yeah, I extended it an extra month mainly because... I extended... What?
Sadly, the Windows collab trilogy is coming to an end.
Well, I don't know. That all depends on what... On Yoshi Media, because Yoshi's the one who's gave me permission.
Dash Media.
Yeah.
You are forgetting the dash.
Well, I call him Yoshi Media because it's easier for me. But long story short is that he...
Just call him YDM if you want to. People still recognize
him. Yeah, but basically, he let me use the collab. He's letting me host the third one, so it's up to him if this was going to be the final.
Final 6 seconds collab from CR.
CRJ1 also is looking for people to host the the 5 seconds collab. So if anyone is interested, they'll be put on a list. Anyone who's interested,
the third 6 seconds collab.
Yeah, he. No one's officially been declared the new host, but if anyone wants to become the new host. Yeah, if anyone wants to run for host, because I'm not going to run for host, mainly because I'm busy with other stuff, and it would, if I do...
...dedicated to running for host of the third 6 seconds.
Yeah, you would have, so if anyone is interested in becoming a host...
Get this.
What?
The sixes in the 6 seconds club combined can make the devils not...
Oh my gosh.
Just blew your mind right there.
No, so yeah, if anyone's interested in becoming a host for the 6 seconds collab, you have to go to CRJ1's channel, CRJ1YTP. He may have his Discord on there, and then you message him on there asking for to be a host. You'll be put on a list, and then he'll determine sooner or later whether you'll be the new host or not. So far, there are about
And also, Dinner Ouija and I are putting into consideration of a second Yakko Girl collab, and we're still trying to see who will be the host, me or Dinner Ouija, because
yeah,
he said he might want to do it. and I kind of want to do it too.
Yeah, like, I'm saying I might want to do it, but at the same time, I don't know, mainly because I've already done it once, and I don't know if I'll do it again or not, but Fleetle Dito wants to do it, so I'm saying, like, you know, it's okay if you want to host it. I mean, if I don't end up hosting it, I'll probably hand it down to Fleetle Dito. But don't know. Wait, what?
How about we start also like running for the host of the second? Yeah, nah, that'd be freaking.
I mean, I don't know who really is gonna be the new host. I mean, it might be me.
As if he wants someone to host the second Yakuza collab.
Yeah, because I'm still debating whether I'll host a second one. Mainly because I've already hosted one.
Also, in a couple months' time, you can run for the host of the second Go Noodle collab.
I don't know if I'll want to be a host or not. I don't know, mainly because I'm really busy. If you've probably known by now, I'm really busy because of a lot of stuff that's been going on. But fortunately,
you're really busy. Well, I have way too much free time.
Well, for me, I'm starting to get things back. So where I can be able to be more available starting this summer in like 2 weeks. No, yeah, in about 2 weeks after this week.
Almost daily on my old.
Yeah, like I remember your. No, remember this. No, remember your Despacito YTP collab.
Oh my god, how many times are you gonna bring that up?
I just like the thumbnail of it.
Yeah, perfectly describes the collab right there. I might put a custom thumbnail on it, but who knows.
Well, I think it's pretty much perfect right there with Michael Rosen.
It perfectly describes the crappy collab.
Also, I'll probably start making my entry for the hot food collab probably this week since I'm.
Oh yeah, when you signed up.
I signed up a few weeks ago, I think.
That's right, everyone. The Yakko King himself is signing up for. Terrible collab idea.
Well, I think it's actually pretty funny, and I'm surprised no one has done it, if anyone has.
Yeah, I'm surprised too. Like, your hot food is probably the most popular Michael Reggie food.
Yeah.
The Teen Time collab, hosted by Noise Drinks.
Yeah, like what else? Yeah, like literally what I think it's
freaking popular nowadays.
Yeah, like Michael Rosen's hot food is like literally probably one of the most well known.
YTP mascots, like for a while there was Dr. Robotnik, then there was Billy Mays. Then there was Michael Rosen, and now it's Charmix.
Charmix, I don't know if he's Charmix is pretty much one of the most really used ones too, like one of them, because it's like this. Someone actually put this together, like, have your chance, like, I'm Charmix, and like, or like someone basically said, like, Charmix basically is the one, like, if you want a reaction and you want to get known, all you have to do is make a YTP of him and send it to him on Twitter.
Either that or the Shift 234, she reacted to my YTPs on her.
Yeah, I mean, the Shift 234, I don't know much, I mean, She's relatively small, but she makes pretty decent reactions, but I don't know what to say much about it since most of her videos are mostly of reactions.
Hold that thought for a moment. I need to do something. I'll be back.
Okay. So Fleetle's doing something. I'm going to really quickly point out that, yes, I'm joining Fleetle's collab, which I don't know when I'll have that done, but yeah, Fleetle's collab is up. He's hosting three at the moment, like the Reactors, Hot Food, and now the Simpsons, and he's hosting a private collab too. So, yeah. So, and also, I'm probably going to end the podcast very short, probably like about another, since we've been streaming for probably about almost half an hour. So, I'm probably, so once he's back, I think we're gonna wrap things up. get ready to say our last words for the night, and we'll have meme cast up by tomorrow, which will be on a completely different server. So it's going to be completely different, but yeah. But I'm going to really quickly see. I'm seeing something right here. A new YTPer I've seen is coming up in the works is a YouTuber named Watso75E, who's new. So yeah, and I'm pretty also happy about this, about me getting the podcast up. It's been like several months. Yeah, I know. No, about a month actually since I did this, and I know I've been really busy. I'm hosting I Dare You to Make the Second Despacito collab. Oh my gosh. I don't know if I host a Despacito 2. I'll have to ask Fleeto. If I were, it'd most likely be on my ALT and I would basically make something. I'd have to ask him, but I'll ask him when he comes back. He went offline. I think he had to go do something real quick. But he'll be back in a sec. But yeah, I don't know if I'll host a second Despacito. And I don't know if Michael went offline. So I don't know whether he saw my thing. But yeah, if I do host a Despacito, I don't know. I really don't know. I want to see something real quick. Ooh, that's nice. Probably the next time I do a Yakko podcast, I'm going to try to see if we can do it all on computer. But I don't know if that will work, because I was thinking we could do Rabbit TV. Like, I connected to Rabbit TV. Because that could work, too. I mean, that could work. The second Despacito. Oh, hello. Several people are coming on. Hello, everybody. And Fleetle Deedle's returned in the nick of time. Hello. If you can hear me. Oh, geez. Please, okay, are you still there? Can you hear me? We need a sign.
All right, I'm finally back.
Yep, he's back. Hello. And ear R Jerry, ear rash Jerry, and this is a Freeman's. Yeah.
Like really bad.
Wait, what?
I just had to use a bathroom like really bad.
Yeah. And also, hello everyone who's welcome to the podcast. Also, Michael decided to do a dare, and you know what the dare is?
What?
For me to host the second Despacito 2 collab. No, the second.
Oh my god. Please, I'm begging you, Joel.
If I were to, I'd most likely do it on my ALT because I'm not gonna have that on.
I guess you could if you want to, but
I mean, I probably would as a joke, but I don't really know. It would be a joke mainly because.
The Despacito collab is awful.
Yeah. The only good entry was. There was one good entry. There were a few good entries, but all of them, all the other ones were just a bunch of, not really good ones, in my opinion.
Yeah, even my own was freaking awful.
The only good one was probably the one made by that other person. I can't remember their name.
I love YTP at all.
What?
You mean I love YTP at all?
Yeah, that person. That person's YTP
was... decent entry in that collab.
Yeah.
If I was a second Despacito, I mean, I have been considering hosting a second one. And this one will hopefully be better, because last one just freaking sucked.
I mean, I wouldn't mind doing it, but I would have to do it on my ALT, because I'm not going to have that. Because I'm already hosting too many collabs on my main channel, and
I mean, I'm hosting over 3 collabs, and
but it's most likely going to be an ALT collab because, I don't know what it would be like when they're like when Despacito's on there. It's 2018. No, it's 2019. What am I saying?
I mean, You can. I mean, I have been thinking of actually making it a better one.
I mean, like, if you do that, I'll more than likely join because it'd be funny.
I don't know. It's just a dead meme at this point, and
yeah, what
I
am
pretty much only made the first. I pretty much only made the first one.
Yeah.
Cash. Just join in on the popularity train.
Yeah, and I'm surprised no one actually made it. I mean,
imagine the whole chair meme trilogy started all because of the same reason.
No, you know what's funny? Is that someone actually hosted another Despacito YTP collab, which I'm probably stolen, but someone.
I've seen it. It's fine. It was pretty much by pure coincidence. I mean, he did know I had one, but he just decided he'd host it anyways, because who cares, right? It's an awful collab. 5 entries. Barely any of them are even decent. So I just decided to let him pass, and so he's pretty much innocent in this case.
Yeah.
Which he is lucky for, because if that collab was actually good, then I would have actually freaking sent the Bonzi buddy army to attack him, but I just didn't care at that point.
What's funny is at least you could sort of say you have the rights to the Despacito YTP collab, technically, but...
I mean, if he would have asked if he could host at least a sequel to it, I would have been fine, because I don't care anymore.
I like what you put in the description. I like what you put in the description of the collab. Oh,
yeah.
That made me laugh right there.
The enthusiasm.
Yeah, the one thing that also made me laugh was, of course, the thumbnail, which was...
Oh my god, you brought up the thumbnail like a thousand times.
I know, but it's just so funny.
This is how we played.
So funny.
I don't know.
Oh my god, are you actually watching it?
I was just seeing if I could find it, but I'm not gonna watch it. I was just trying to see.
I freaking dare you to watch the whole thing, all the way through.
You dare me to watch it? You want me to watch it?
Oh yeah. Watch it all 4 minutes.
Okay, fine. Everyone, I'm doing this. I'm gonna watch 4 minutes, almost 4 minutes of the Despacito YTP collab by inserting username aka Fleeto Dito. So let's begin this collab, I guess. My God. And let's see, the quality is at 360. I'm gonna put it at 360. Any copyright sound, image, or footage in this video are used under fair use. Okay, let's watch. Cluster presents. Oh, we got some retro music. YTP collab. The Despacito YTP collab featuring the talents of. Let's see who's in it. Logan, Minecraft Man, Adam, I Like YTPs, and some other person by the name of Ketop and CL.
Kappa Doo and Co.
Let's see. Okay.
Right.
Oh my gosh. My gosh, what is this?
Funny,
oh, that's nice. Ding ding ding. I. Ooh. DY.
We said it.
Despacito.
He said it.
Well, I'm out of ideas. Now let's watch the next one.
Right,
oh my god.
Right,
oh god. The same joke. Oh, here we go. This one's by I Like YTP and all. That's good.
It's the only decent entry
Dad. Oh, God. Oh, that's nice. Oh. Oh, gosh. I know what that means. Oh, gosh. What is this? I'm out. One more clip. Beats. Oh, gosh.
After tea, we played
games. Michael Rosen.
My favorite was... This is how we play.
Oh, God. My mom. Oh, gosh. I don't know if Fleetle's still here. Oh, he's still here.
Yeah, I'm just typing something up on
the road. To London Airport. Go. The ducks.
What? What? What is this?
You like jazz?
You like jazz? Michael Rosen sing. Oh, gosh. How much have I watched? I've only watched 2 minutes of it. Well, we've got probably Minecraft Man.
Let's see. Oh my god, you're almost halfway through it.
Yep.
Congrats. And you're always in half.
Sounds like the Chipmunks.
Congrats.
The generic. What's it? Oh, yeah, the generic kind of slow down with that Dicey Boy. Reversing. Oh, yeah, the power director, Swirl. And is that the end of that? Is it open? And it's reversing once again. Yeah. Yeah, some dubstep. I made it. Oh, man. Oh, well, that I survived. I can say I survived. Yep. I can officially say that I made it through the entire video. I made it through the entire YTP collab called the Despacito.
Oh my god, YTP. And you want to know what's even more?
What?
Not to back anything, but Chris Smart sent the Flamingo YTP collab. I have like 3 entries.
Oh gosh.
Not to bash I Am Glad's video or anything, but just basically, like 3 entries that are not even, yeah, I mean, the best one in the whole, out of all 3 entries, probably in the whole minute, was probably like that one Wikipedia's entry.
Yeah, also, wait, you said that that
entry was pretty decent.
Yeah, also, you said that YTP at all channel got terminated. I wonder why.
Yeah. Sadly, I also re-uploaded his entry to the collab.
Did he ever make a response, like upload, like make a new channel or something like that? Or did they just...
I have no idea. I haven't been able to...
I mean, I'm surprised that they even got terminated. And also, throughout that YTP collab, that person's entry was really good, in my opinion. Like, better than at least a majority of these. I mean, there were some funny ones in here, but not as funny as that one, sort of.
So your next challenge is awaiting you, Yakko King.
What is that challenge?
Watching the whole Flamingo collab. And it's like a minute
long. You want me to watch the whole Flamingo collab?
Yeah. It's like a minute long. But
okay, I'll watch the full Flamingo collab, but after that, I think we're gonna wrap things up since I'm pretty much gonna do something. I'll probably stay in the Yakko podcast chat for a little longer talking about stuff. But for now, I think I'm gonna just finish up this. Let's see what this is. Okay, the Flamingo is only 1 minute wrong, 1 minute long. So let's watch.
Oh, Russo, how have you been? You have a child. Your life must be pretty.
Okay.
Oh, what's this? Official Roblox star video creators?
That's stuttering.
They got a leprechaun. So epic. Oh, sorry to hear about it. This would have been a better hat for YouTubers. Unimpressed. I didn't want to have to take over the game real quick, but you know what? Gonna have to.
Okay, let's see. Okay, so. Okay, that one YTP-er.
I regret every session of ever getting my entry.
Oh, the kids. Oh.
Good. Oh! Banned for three days. Our content models have determined that your behavior on Roblox has been in violation of our terms of service. We will. Explore a world full of life that's not very appealing.
Someone's wallet. I'm glad.
You can keep it. Oh wait, there is like robbing people and like things from people.
It's cool when you get to get one
YTP-er.
Oh, God.
Steal from my grandmother, which says, I can't read that because going fast enough clicking.
Head up that
he hill and click it. He saves the best
There will be a sequel. Oh, that was nice. Wait, was that SML?
Oh, my God. That was the collab. That was the whole collab.
Yep.
And when he said there will be a sequel, well, guess what? That one YT Pierre is hosting the sequel.
Yeah.
You can actually go to his channel, go on the announcement video, and comment that you are joining the second flamingo collab. If you want to.
Yeah,
you
I don't saw. Have to. Yeah, I saw he's recently He recently put it on host like 3 days ago, so it's pretty new. Also, yeah. Also, I'm pretty much gonna probably wrap things up since we've been live streaming for probably about almost an hour and a half.
Oh my,
jeez. I regret for making my entries, yeah. So, yeah, we're pretty much, do you have any last words? I wanted to talk to you real quick after the call, just for a second, but afterwards, so.
Well, for the last words to the audience.
Yeah.
Thank you for watching, guys, as always. I mean, thanks for supporting the show for the past few episodes.
Yeah, especially with.
It means a lot to me.
Yeah, and
this has been my passion project for like almost a year now, like actually starting a podcast. Like that's been one of my goals for like a year now. And I'm ever since I was a newbie to YTP, I always wanted to do like something, some sort of podcast related to YTPs and whatnot.
Yeah, and
now we finally have it.
And one thing that I'm happy about is how, even through the problems that we had, like with going almost 1 month without making a podcast, I am happy that we finally got things fixed, and we hope to continue this podcast for quite a little longer than we thought it would. So
probably more, at least for as long as we can bear to. Make episodes.
Yeah, like we're gonna try bringing out new podcast every Friday, and also be on the lookout for the new podcast which Little Deedle wants to host called the Meancast, where we actually watch videos rather than you looking at a screen that says the Echo Podcast. So yeah, and if you want to also join that, ask Fleetle Deedle by going to Fleetle Deedle's channel and maybe asking for his Discord or joining one of his Discord servers. Yeah. And
my tag is Fleetledeedle. My username is Fleetledeedle. Tag 8499.
Yeah, so Adam, if you want to join another join his new podcast called The Meme Cast, which should be up and running by tomorrow night. My last words are, I hope you guys enjoyed this little podcast. We will be up and running.
Support the podcast for many more episodes.
Yeah,
and we might even start to do seasons if that's okay with you, Luigi.
Yeah, that's perfectly fine. We can do seasons, right? We could do seasons and stuff like that if you want to. And Hopefully we can improve more on the podcast, like give you guys a screen sharing option where we can do something, like instead of you guys looking at a podcast screen, so you guys can see some of it too, which I'll probably get up and running hopefully within the next few episodes. So yeah, my final words are, I hope you guys enjoyed tonight's podcast with our guest again. Thank you guys. Thank you. They're not here, but a few, but thank you. CRJ1, Rice, aka Rice Yoshi, Trickster Hand 64, aka Super Plushy Bros, Boom That Corky 1131337.
Everybody that watched,
yeah, and also
thanks for supporting the podcast. Thank you for being on here for tonight. Thank you for watching.
Yeah, and thanks also for everything. Yeah, and also thanks
for subscribing.
What?
And thanks for subscribing too to keep up on the Epic Yakko podcast.
And yeah, thanks, Fleet. Also, thanks to Fleet Odido too, and also the other people I just mentioned for being on the podcast tonight. And yeah, so if you also want to be a part of the podcast, just either comment on Fleet's channel or the, I don't know, and we'll give you the link.
Me at Logan Nixon 18, no spaces, LMD or capitalized.
Yeah.
Or you can even get, you know, me on Facebook, because now I have a Facebook.
Nice. And also, yeah, if you want to, just ask me or Fleet Odido, and we'll give you the link to come join and be a part of the podcast. Again, this is all of us. Thank you guys for watching the Yakko podcast, and we'll see you on the next podcast. Bye-bye, everyone.
Peace out.